This is KUT. The fourth open enrollment period for the Federal Health Insurance Program is in full swing. That means people who can't get insurance through an employer, Medicaid, or Medicare can buy private insurance through the Affordable Care Act. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, there's also some uncertainty about the program's future.
One of President-elect Donald Trump's few policy proposals on the campaign trail had to do with the Affordable Care Act. He said he wants to repeal it, but he doesn't really have a plan for what to replace it with. So when he won last week, that put the future of things like the federal marketplace into question. But folks like Elizabeth Colvin with Foundation Communities here in Austin say if you need insurance, that shouldn't dissuade you from signing up.
The Affordable Care Act cannot be dismantled overnight. There are contracts in place that can't be undone. So people have the opportunity to sign up for health insurance for 2017, to get subsidies that will make the insurance affordable for 2017, and they can rely on having that insurance for next year.
Colvin says that means people should enroll in the federal marketplace within the next few months, business as usual. And Ann Dunkelberg with the Center for Public Policy Priorities points out it's unlikely the whole law will be repealed as soon as Trump takes office.
If you repealed the whole thing at once, you would create a gigantic budget deficit. So there's, you know, it is extremely complicated to think about just a straight up repeal. And it does not seem that the president-elect's intent is to take a bunch of people who now have insurance and take it away from them. But it is way too early to know, you know, what are the really critical changes.
So Dunkelberg says the prudent move for anyone who needs health insurance is to sign up for it. She also suggests if you signed up during the last couple of years and you still need insurance, take another look at your policy. There might be a better one for you in this year's marketplace. And Elizabeth Colvin says even though there are fewer participating insurance providers, there's still a lot of options here in Austin.
So Central Texans have 30 plans to choose from in the marketplace this year from three different insurance companies. That's a lot of choices, especially when you think of how many choices you get from your employer, which is generally one, two, maybe three.
And Colvin says those networks include the big healthcare providers in town, like Seton and St. David's. And as far as the future is concerned, yes, we don't know for sure what will happen. But Ann Dunkelberg says it's not likely your insurance will just all of a sudden go away.
It's just not the way things are typically done, you know, in American politics and policy to do something dramatic overnight that would, you know, potentially leave 20 million people in the lurch, which is roughly, I believe, how many people we have in the marketplace right now.
Open enrollment for the federal health insurance marketplace ends January 31st. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.